AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A senior Trump administration official tells the AP Oracle will receive a copy of TikTok's algorithm to operate for U.S. users. President Trump has mentioned Oracle's Larry Ellison, as well as billionaires like Rupert Murdoch and Michael Dell, as part of a deal in which the U.S. will take control of TikTok. The president spoke here last week about the negotiations.
It'll be owned by all American investors and, you know, the best investors and the, you know, very rich people and companies are going to be owning it. Very, very straight, very legitimate companies and really companies that love America.
The deal aims to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. over concerns about data security and manipulation by Chinese authorities. Russian aircraft are accused of entering Estonian airspace. It drew this response from the new U.S. UN ambassador, Michael Waltz.
The United States stands by our NATO allies in the face of these airspace violations, and I want to take this first opportunity to repeat and to emphasize the United States and our allies will defend every inch of NATO territory. Russia must urgently stop such dangerous behavior.
Waltz was confirmed by the Senate last week. A White House announcement about autism is expected later today. President Trump claimed over the weekend they think they've found an answer to the developmental disorder. But brain experts say they already know there is no single cause. They say the rhetoric appears to ignore decades of science about autism into the genetic and environmental factors that can play a role. A number of charities are cutting ties with Sarah Ferguson, the ex-wife of Prince Andrew, after British newspapers published an email that she reportedly wrote to the late convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein, describing him as a supreme friend. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake shook California's Bay Area.
The U.S. Geological Survey reporting it was centered just east-southeast of Berkeley, hitting around 3 a.m. Meteorologist Brian Murdoch with the National Weather Service in California.
It was definitely something that locals felt. We even had some of our storm spotters call in to report it. But yeah, as far as earthquakes go, this is kind of the ones where people feel them, but there's not a whole lot of impacts to them.
He says those impacts may include
stuff that's loose on your shelves might fall over, things might roll around in your living room, but yeah, as far as the strength on this one goes, not very hazardous whatsoever.
San Francisco's mayor posting on social media, the city was assessing any impact. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal appeals court says a Vermont Christian school can take part in the state sports league, overturning a previous ban after the school forfeited a high school girls basketball game against a team with a transgender athlete. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.